Apple needs China to buy its iPhones, but what if a lookalike is just as good?
If you walk through the electronic markets in Shenzhen, they will sell these cases that have the Apple logo, you know, just to make your phone look like it's an iPhone.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The iPhone X will be in Apple stores today, and if the company is going to continue to grow at the rate it has been, it's going to need to keep selling a lot of phones. One crucial market is China and its population of nearly 1.4 billion people. But Apple has been losing some ground in China in recent years. Marketplace China correspondent Jennifer Pak joins me to talk about this. Jennifer, how will the new iPhone fare?
Well, reports say that there's less demand because these iPhones are getting so expensive. You're talking about people having to lay at least 2 months of their salaries just to buy this phone. The latest one, iPhone X, I think is selling for $1,400. That's very pricey, even for office workers. So if you go up to that price range, you can really do a lot of things. You could buy so many other devices. And so Chinese consumers now have a lot of options, especially domestic options, which, by the way, have very good cameras if you have Xiaomi or Vivo or even Oppo, and they cost a fraction of the price.
Interesting. What are some of the other barriers? I mean, I think that the way that phones are sold in China is different, right? U.S. consumers don't very rarely pay full price for a phone.
Yeah, in China and in most of Asia, you are completely free. You can buy any phone you want, go with any carrier you want. Certainly, they do have the package plans that you have here. But in general, people prefer this sort of freedom, which is to pick and choose what they want.
Is there the kind of brand obsession with Apple? I mean, I have heard reports that of that being true in the past in China. Is that still as strong, do you think?
I think it still is very strong, simply because there's a certain image that comes along with it. For nothing more than the fact that you can afford something so expensive. So when you first started seeing smartphones back 10 years ago, they sort of started looking like the iPhone. And the joke was, oh, is that real? And even today, if you walk through the electronic markets in Shenzhen, where most of your electronics really come from, they will sell these cases that sometimes have the Apple logo at the back, you know, just to make your phone look like it's an iPhone. So there are just too many options, I believe. But I always tell people that just never underestimate brand America or even the iPhone itself, because the perception is always that imported stuff is always better, more fashionable.
Yeah, you've also talked about how there's a value to something like an iPhone in China because it's a real phone. Can you tell me about that?
A real phone as in you can depend on the fact that it can work. When you're living in China, there are many things that you can buy, but you're never quite sure whether it's online or even in the shops. Is this really real? Because there were fake iPhone Apple stores, by the way. Even if you walk along the electronic markets, you can see the real iPhone sold right next to the fake ones. And the sellers are very open with you. They will say, oh, well, yeah, it's not real. So you get what you pay for. Sometimes it might not work as well. Sometimes it's not always exactly what you think it would be. But that's why there are different price points for customers. And in China, they have hit this angle with the local brands. They make very high-end phones, but at the same time, they also make very low-end phones. But they make sure that the low-end phones still have very good cameras because they know everybody wants to take selfies, that they can run these apps very efficiently. But if you want that additional little extra, if you have that money, you're going to go for an iPhone or a foreign brand like Samsung.
Do you then find that there's a suspicion of all phones? Like if you buy an iPhone and it just doesn't work very well because whatever, the new software update isn't so good, do you find yourself with this lack of trust thinking, oh, what if I accidentally bought a fake phone?
I'm going to give you this story. I don't know. I have to confess, I never bought a fake iPhone, so I wouldn't know. But I have to confess that when the iPhone came out, I believe the original iPhone had a flaw in it.
Yeah, it was copy-paste. The first iPhones came out and you could not copy or paste, and it just was a missing feature.
And I remember there were reports that people bought these fake iPhones and they corrected that problem already.
Wow. Wow. So if you bought a fake one, it would be better.
Sometimes. That's what I'm saying. And there was a word that was born out of this. They called it shanjai. And for a long time, it meant counterfeits and it meant poorly made counterfeits. But actually, the whole industry, and because China produces most of these electronic devices for the rest of the world, it got better and at a much faster pace.
And there has been a lot of discussion about how Apple may need the Chinese market in order to continue to make the absurd amounts of money that it currently makes. What is your sense of what it would take for Apple to really succeed in the Chinese market?
Well, the first thing is that Apple is a very enclosed system, right? And in China, actually, the Android and PCs work far better in the sense where you have so many platforms. Because Google Play, by the way, is blocked. All things Google are blocked in China. But right. instead of having Google Play and the App Store, you have 200 platforms where you can buy these apps from. And a lot of these Android phones means that you can just easily pick and choose. Again, it's about choice when you're there. You could pick your own phone, you pick your own plan, and you pick which app store you want to buy the apps from. So for Apple to be just exclusively with the App Store makes it more restrictive for a lot of Chinese users, because considering that so many apps are blocked in China and that the Chinese government has forced Apple to remove some apps from its Chinese app store, that means that it's that much more difficult sometimes to access Chinese apps, which are far more useful for people living in mainland China.
That's Marketplace China correspondent Jennifer Pack. Now, fear not for Cupertino. Apple on Thursday reported booming sales in the fourth quarter. iPhone sales in particular were up 2%, and these numbers do not include sales of the new phones. Apple forecast between $84 billion and $87 billion in sales for the holiday quarter. Now, we don't know how many people are going to buy the $1,000 iPhone X, but maybe even without it, iPhones are selling just fine. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Check. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.